Greetings, my name's Chris, also known as the Wizard Master. Welcome to a special tarot card reading. Special because it's for you, and special because it's Friday. Yay! So what I've done, I shuffled the cards, I cut them into three. I'm going to read the top three and the bottom three cards. First card we turn over is the Nine of Shields, or the Nine of Coins, which means things to be sorted out. Money could be all over the place at this present time, so things to be sorted out, maybe bills to be paid, or... Or do I sort of see an opportunity for you to find a bargain and make a little bit of money this weekend? Then when it comes to the next card, is relating to love, and it's a King of Spear. So for the ladies out there, you're finding, or you have, a very strong man, very protective man, father figure, boss type figure, and it's showing that sort of sense of security as well. And the King of Spear is a man, a man that is very protective of you. And for the men out there, it's really strong, good opportunities going your way around work. Next card relates to finances, and we're turning over the Chariot. Chariot means movement, financial movement. Things are moving along fast. Maybe a new car, a new bike, whatever. But financial opportunities are there for you, but you've got to act fast. So maybe, like I said earlier, there is a bit of a bargain to be sorted out. Make sure those bills are paid. And see what the bargains are there. Next card is to do with work and to a certain extent the home. It's just Three of Shields. Three is a little bit of a triangle, so partnership, two partners. And the Three of Shields also indicates coins, so financial gain by working in a bit of a triangle partnership, having two people working with you. And it shows someone who's being creative, maybe with their hands or just with their ideas, to be able to produce something that other people want. It's relating to cloth as well, and I was going to say curtains, but or carpet. Maybe that's something you need for the house. Next card relates to your dreams, your fantasies. I do worry sometimes when I turn over this card, but this is okay. It's a Seven of Swords. It shows a little bit of mystical, a little bit of worry, but a little bit exciting. Is there something like you wanted to do? And it's got a connection with water, and I can see this little jumping up and down, and well, we won't go into that, but yeah, it's been going into the unknown a little bit. And the final card we turn over is the world, or the universe. The world's yours. Opportunities happen if you keep your eyes open, and of course if you work on those networks. Now the world is getting a lot smaller, so yeah, good time to look at partnerships and networks. Anyway, my time's running out, but I hope